Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. The federal opposition is today demanding to know why the government has been missing in action on immigration detainees now in the WA community. 43-year-old man who was released from detention on strict conditions is one of three people charged over an alleged attack on a 73-year-old woman in her Girraween home. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he cannot comment on a case before the courts.
Our thoughts will be with those who've been affected by this.
Police and SES crews are spending a fourth day searching an area near Broome for a missing 21-year-old man. Zane Stevens was last seen in the Coconut Wells area last Friday. It's believed he set off on foot for help when his Toyota Land Cruiser became bogged. Specialist officers from Perth have been sent. A woman has escaped with non-life-threatening injuries after her car rolled onto its side in Katanning in the state south this morning. Two vehicles colliding at the corner of Clive and Adam Streets just before 8:30 a.m. The driver in her 70s has been taken to a local hospital. A tourism boost for the state's northwest. The state government expanding its affordable airfares program to include flights between Broome and Kununurra, with funding allocated to Air North and Nexus Airlines. Regional Development Minister Don Punch says it's also about making life easier for those living in remote and regional areas.
We know that there are cost pressures that are increased the further that you do move away from Perth, and in recognition of that, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we can contribute to easing that cost of living pressure.
In sports, St Kilda believe they have a case, with Jack Higgins set to fight a three-match ban for a dangerous tackle. It left Port Adelaide's Alia concussed. Higgins to head to AFL headquarters later today. And Brisbane defender Harris Andrews admits he and his teammates have had some confronting conversations after reviewing last week's horror loss to the Giants.
As a group, we've been through a lot together, so it's really comfortable having those discussions. It can be a little bit uncomfortable watching that stuff because you're not proud of some of the efforts that were put in, but as a group, we're collectively looking to get better